Chavis Tezayim. So Rush writes, Sheikara, Igeres Hatshuva, Sheikara, Igeres Hatshuva, Shechibar Ben Yonazal, Beshua Sheyachol Rosh Hashanah Liyos Pesaycha. A person should read Igeres Hatshuva of the Ben Yonah in the week which Rosh Hashanah comes out to be. Ben Yonah, besides writing Shari Tshuva, besides writing Soda Tshuva, besides writing his Sefer Yira, the other Shari Avoida, he also wrote a Sefer called Igeres. He wrote a small Igeres, it's not so small, he calls it Igeres Tshuva, Letter of Tshuva. In the Igeres Tshuva, there's probably two basic parts to the Igeres Tshuva. One is where he goes through the similar to Sefer Yira, he goes through the Seder Hayom of a person, what a person should be doing, different instances which come up, and how a person should be knowing with them. The second part, which the other part of the Sefer, he talks about the Yira Shemayim, talks about the mitzvah of Yira Shemayim. So we mentioned this idea that the concept of Yira is the expression of the self, the control the person has over himself due to the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. But what he does in the Sefer, similar to what he does in Shari Tshuva and Shari Gimel, is let's go through in the regular Mahalach HaYom what you should be doing, so you can be aware of where your areas of where you need to correct yourself. So the same way he wrote in Shari Tshuva, so in Shari Tshuva the first Shari is about the how to do tshuva, what are the elements of what tshuva is, the defining elements of tshuva, the zibah zechet, the charata, the tefillah, the anocha, the yoga, and there are different things which he sees as the elements of tshuva. That's the how of tshuva. The second shahr of shari tshuva is why should you do tshuva. He talks about six things which are ma'ar a person to do tshuva. One of them being this man of aseres me tshuva, the tkufa of din. The third shahr of the Sefer is where he talks about the mitzvahs that a person needs to know. What are you doing tshuva? So he goes through a very kitzur-dikut list of the mitzvahs which are negayah to us that we need to be aware of, that we potentially are nichshalin. We need to do tshuva. So the same way he did that in Shari Tshuva in a very broad sense, he talked about many different areas. In Shari Tshuva he goes through basically the mahalach hayom of a person, where they're going to come up. Yom, week, Shabbos, etc., stalker, different things which come up in the day, in the daily, the arach chaim of a person, the way of his life, things he should be doing and what he has to correct. And the second part, the other part of the Sefer, intertwined, is the Yir Shemayim, which is Mechayev us. Yir Shemayim is Mechayev that a person taka as on Hagar. So the arach chaim of a person's life is defined by his Yir Shemayim. So a person comes to the Yom and the Royim, so there's one area of a person makes Kabbalahs on the areas which he's deficient, etc. But the other area, I think what the Rosh is suggesting, if a person would sit down and talk and go through the Mahalach HaYom of a person, what he should be doing, and find the areas which he can correct, he can work on, maybe areas which are not so difficult, where you know what to do, and we don't have such a big challenge necessary, Yetzirah, not to do them. Just whatever reason, we don't take it, we don't put so much Simas Lev into it. So a person would stop and read a Sefer like the Igeres Hatshuva, it would be Ma'ar him to that point. So the week which is, it's Chal Rosh Hashanah Liyos Pesaycha, is a time for a person to talk and make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. The person makes, what would I like my day to look like? Major changes. What would I like my day to look like? What would I like to say, if I would say at the end of the day, I had a good day, what would that criteria be? How would I feel good about myself? Okay, what can I do to try and ensure that's what my day is going to look like? So a person, whatever his definition is, each person's definition might be different. One person will say his definition of a good day is that he came to the first Seder on time, and he learned three quarters of a first Seder without interruption. Okay, let's say he says for himself, that's a good day for him. Okay. Somebody else says that his goal is to be there by 9:30. not 9:15. You know, but he feels if he can stick to that over a period of time, he'd be very happy with himself. Make an honest assessment of where you are. Revolva has this aura. This is the difference between the what he calls frumkeit, and the Baal Musar is that the frumkeit is you know you're supposed to do certain things, and totally unaware of what's going on inside of himself. So he gives the marshal that he gives a person b'shas kriyishim, a person b'kabel omach hashemayim. Kabel omach hashemayim means that you have to do it, that's what Hashem wants, whether you want it or not. That's what you have to do. So, even that a person is willing to be Moser Nefesh, Al Kiddush Hashem. And the Al Pi Svarim, it's brought down, a person should envision himself going into the Kivshan Eish, Al Kiddush Hashem. So a person says Shema, nice and loud, you know, Hashem, Al Kiddush Hashem, Echad, and he's falling into the Kivshan Eish, right? You know, he has a picture of himself going, you know, into the Kivshan Eish, okay? Mamash, ready to go. Comes for a Seder, and you know, he can't learn an hour straight without interrupting. You know, the Russian also wants you to learn an hour straight without interruption. So, if you're ready to give your life, up your life, Al Kiddush Hashem, but you can't haltois in an hour learning straight, maybe you're not being makabal machal shemai. So instead of worrying about going into the Kibshan Eish, being makabal Hashem Echad, that you're going to learn an hour straight without a hefsik. Maybe that's the Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim. You're going to undertake your responsibility to Kadosh Baruch Hu to do what you have to do in your regular Halach Yelach of your regular yom. And the guy might realize that he can't haltois. He's not ready to be Kabbalah Omach HaShemayim for an hour a day. Maybe he can haltois for a half an hour. He should learn straight without a hefsek. And that's his Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim. That's what a Baal Musar would do, he says. The person would be aware of where he's holding, what he actually can do, should be doing, is not doing, and could push himself to do, and he should be pushing himself to do, and he's not doing it. And the other guy is mamish, going on Kiddush Hashem, and talking Lashon Hara all over the place. You know, like, he's ready to give up everything in his life for Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the Geshmak HaShikol Tara, the Geshmak HaShikol Lashon Hara, can't tell Torah, he's not to say it. So he's not honest with himself. So the Geshmak HaShikol Ben Yonah isn't, you know, this, you know, you're climbing up into Shemayim. It's not what it is. It's the very down basics, down to earth of doing the practical things that a person should be doing and could be doing, and without a tremendous amount of changing himself. If a person would go through Cheshbon, you know, I would like to say I had a good day. What would that be? What can I do to implement that? What steps can I take to ensure that I'm going to do that? Maybe that's what the Rosh's Menorah is. You know, sometimes you come here in the Royim and you're climbing up into the Shemayims. You're copying Malachim. You know, he's trying to cop Malachim. You know, he wants to fly with, you know, with the wings over there. Up into the, that's not the goal. The goal is to be the Emissa Ben Adam that you could be. So maybe that's what maybe one element of Rem is that the Ben Yonah is saying, or that the Rosh is saying that a person should do, is a proper place to look for a tikkun for himself, for the Yom Nevi'im.